Pavneet Singh, Kelowna Lake Country Coldstream. Pavneet Singh provided the following statement from his social media account. During his campaign, Pavneet knocked on over 7,000 doors, hosted 12 neighborhood BBQs, and organized 6 major events in his riding, including fundraisers and town halls with the party leader. His hard work paid off, as he became one of the top fundraisers in the party, raising approximately $100,000 for BC United. Pavneet's efforts have earned him the open endorsement of notable figures such as Ruth Hoyt, Mayor of Coldstream, Chief of Kelowna Fire Department, MP Daryl Stinson, and leaders from the Sikh and Hindu communities, including board members of all Sikh and Hindu temples in his riding. He won his nomination with a landslide victory, showcasing the strong support he has within his community. His deep roots in the community and commitment to public service make him a respected figure. Pavneet has always been a strong supporter of first responders, including firefighters, and has contributed to organizations like the KGH Foundation and the Starbright Foundation for Kids for the past decade. Known for his readiness to help anyone in need, Pavneet Singh embodies the spirit of community and leadership that his riding values. Dr. Michael Humer, Kelowna Center. The former BC United candidate for Kelowna Center says it's been an interesting few days following leader Kevin Falcon's suspension of the party's campaign to support the BC Conservatives. BC politics is never boring, Dr. Michael Humer said. This is surprising probably to everyone, and now we're all taking stock to see what the next step is. Falcon, along with BC Conservative leader John Rusted, announced on August 28 that he was withdrawing all BC United candidates across provincial ridings. It's been an unpredictable week and it's unpredictable going forward, Humer said. Asked if he would consider running as a BC Conservative candidate, Humer said he might consider the possibility. I'm open to considering any alternatives if it's about ultimately pursuing improved health care for the people of British Columbia. I'm every bit as determined as when I started my journey a year ago that healthcare needs a voice of experience at the table. Despite the shakeup with BC United, Humer said he is undeterred. I still have, if anything, more passion than ever to see this out in the right direction. Stephen Johnston, West Kelowna Peachland. Like BC United MLAs, Okanagan candidates for the October provincial election were caught off guard by leader Kevin Falcon's announcement that he was suspending the campaign and asking his party to support the BC Conservatives. Following a rescheduled candidates meeting on Wednesday, August 28, West Kelowna Peachland BC United candidate Stephen Johnston said he received a text from a friend telling him the news. Then I got another text screenshot of a global news article and that's how I found out. The rescheduled meeting ended up being a brief conference call at 2:30 on Wednesday afternoon with Falcon. We've learned nothing other than what was said at the press conference, Johnston added. We were in real time just like everyone else. That press conference was held by Falcon and BC Conservative leader John Rusted around 3:15 p.m. Wednesday. Despite the shock, Johnston said he is trying to maintain a hopeful outlook. There is a conversation that will be occurring about bringing in good candidates to the party and trying to create that merged, balanced approach, and I hope that happens, as well as answers to questions that many of us have. Johnston added it's been his desire all along that the two parties come together. This is certainly a messy way of doing that. It would have been nicer if it were done 6 months to a year under more favorable circumstances, but I think it presents a way forward without splitting that center-right vote. Johnston noted there are exceptional candidates within both parties. It's fine to me that it's under the Conservative banner. I think it would be a huge benefit to BC and paves a realistic way forward to win the next election. He is also still interested in representing his riding in Victoria. I want to serve my community. The West Side is where I've grown up, where I live and where I want to be. Black Press Media has contacted all former BC United and current BC Conservatives in the Central Okanagan for comment.